Praise be Jesus and Mary. There are many different things which we could speak about, which are present in today's readings and in the liturgy. In the first reading, we hear of what's called justice or integrity of heart. The first reading speaks of wisdom and the Spirit of the Lord. The Psalm 139, speaks of a soul who has an intimate friendship with God. The Gospel tells us of scandals, of sin, of forgiveness, and of faith. And then, of course, there's the saint of the day, St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, who was the founder of the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and she was the first naturalized citizen in the United States to be canonized. I think what might be most beneficial for us to focus on this morning is the first verse we've heard from the Book of Wisdom. The first verse reads this way, and it's actually the beginning of the Book of Wisdom. It says, "Love justice, you who judge the earth. Think of the Lord in goodness and seek him in integrity of heart." Although what we hear in this verse is mainly written for those who have to govern over others, its message applies to us as well. So let's look at the three parts of this first verse of the Book of Wisdom. The first part says this: love justice. The exhortation to love justice in the Scriptures means that there needs to be a harmony between our thoughts and actions and the divine will, God's will. If anyone's ever played on a football team, I don't think anyone here has, but perhaps someone has, you know that in the huddle, that on the offense, the quarterback is the one who calls the play. And when the offensive players hear this, they know where they're supposed to line up, they know who they're supposed to block, they know which way the play is going, they know who's getting the ball, all these things. So there's a harmony between the quarterback who calls the play and the players who, along with the quarterback, execute it. Likewise, in our lives, there needs to be a harmony between God, who reveals his will to us, and our thoughts and actions, which are supposed to reflect and carry out the will of God. To love justice, put it another way, means that we love and do what is right in God's sight. We love what God loves, and we hate what God hates. The second part of the first verse of the Book of Wisdom says this: think of the Lord in goodness. Our thoughts are what guide our choices, our actions, but they also guide our emotions as well. St. Paul tells us in the letter of the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8, he says this: "Beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence or if there is anything worthy of praise, think on these things," says the apostle. Think on what is true and just and good. What we choose to dwell on in our thoughts has an enormous impact on our lives. The verse again says, "Think of the Lord in goodness." If we fill our thoughts with the truths of God and the truths of the faith, reflecting on God's goodness and his mercy, on his kindness and patience with us and with others, we will more easily choose to behave in a way that reflects the character of Christ and is pleasing to our Lord and our Lady. And emotionally, we'll be much more at peace as well. If we focus or dwell in the negative on selfish thoughts, or if we keep rehearsing in our mind the wrongs that we've received or that we've committed, our heart will become overburdened and life will seem insupportable at times. So we need to renew our minds, as St. Paul says in another letter, and choose to think of the goodness and faithfulness of the Lord. We need to replace any bad thinking habits that we've acquired with thinking habits that reflect God's truth and his love. Finally, the author of the Book of Wisdom in the first verse tells us this: seek the Lord in integrity of heart. It's been said that a person of integrity is someone who is the same in the dark as they are in the light. The Hebrew expression, which is present here in the text, actually means in singleness of heart or with pure intention. The opposite of someone who has a singleness or integrity of heart is someone who is duplicitous, Someone who says one thing and who does another, or who says one thing but is thinking something completely different. The duplicitous person is a deceitful person, and he deceives others. The person who has integrity of heart is the one who sincerely seeks to know God and to observe his commandments without trying to cut corners or without trying to just get a passing grade, as we would say in school. The person with integrity of heart admits his faults and sins without excusing them or blaming them on others, and seeks to be ever more dependent on our Lord, knowing that apart from our Lord and his grace, we are lost. As our Lord says himself in the Gospel of John, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15:5. In conclusion, in this memorial of the feast of the memorial of Saint Mother Cabrini we celebrate today, let us ask her and Our Lady for the grace to be able to put into practice some of what we heard, to be able to love justice, which means to have our thoughts and our actions on the same page with the divine will, to think of the Lord in goodness, which means to reflect on the truths of God and choose to dwell on good and edifying and truthful thoughts, rather than on negative, pessimistic, or disheartening things, and to seek the Lord in integrity of heart, making the sincere effort to know our Lord and serve him with purity of intention and with a clear conscience, living a life which reflects the character of our Lord and Our Lady, and which is a light to those who live around us, especially to those who live in true spiritual darkness. Praised be Jesus and Mary.